The Chicago U.S. Attorney's Office has made a significant clarification in an ongoing political controversy. They're not investigating E. Jean Carroll herself, but rather Reid Hoffman's nonprofit organization that funded her lawsuits against Donald Trump. This distinction matters enormously for understanding the scope and implications of this DOJ probe.
The Hoffman angle is particularly complex, Marcus. Reid Hoffman, LinkedIn's co-founder and a prominent Democratic donor, has used his nonprofit to fund various legal challenges against Trump. This raises fundamental questions about how wealthy individuals can use tax-exempt organizations to finance politically sensitive litigation. The DOJ appears to be examining whether such funding arrangements violate campaign finance laws or nonprofit regulations.
From a legal strategy perspective, this represents a new frontier in political warfare. Traditional campaign finance laws were written for direct candidate contributions and independent expenditures, not for wealthy donors funding third-party lawsuits that could influence electoral outcomes. If the DOJ determines these funding arrangements violate federal law, it could significantly constrain how political litigation is financed in future campaigns.
The timing of this investigation is also noteworthy. Trump has simultaneously refiled his $10 billion defamation suit against the Wall Street Journal over reporting about Jeffrey Epstein connections. The amended complaint names Rupert Murdoch, News Corp, and two journal reporters as defendants. This creates a parallel dynamic where Trump is pursuing litigation while his supporters face DOJ scrutiny for funding litigation against him.
The $10 billion damage claim against the Wall Street Journal seems deliberately astronomical. Trump's legal team knows that proving $10 billion in actual damages from a single news article would be virtually impossible, but the massive number serves rhetorical and political purposes. It signals to Trump's base that he views media coverage as existentially threatening while potentially intimidating news organizations through the prospect of lengthy, expensive litigation.
Justice Clarence Thomas ordering a response in Alabama's congressional map fight adds another layer to ongoing voting rights disputes. Alabama asked the Supreme Court to restore a GOP-backed congressional map that was blocked by a federal panel for being racially discriminatory. Thomas's order suggests the court may be willing to intervene in redistricting disputes more aggressively than in previous cycles.
The Alabama redistricting case is particularly significant because it tests the Supreme Court's commitment to enforcing the Voting Rights Act against racial gerrymandering. If the court ultimately sides with Alabama and allows the discriminatory map to stand, it would signal a substantial retreat from federal oversight of state redistricting processes.
Tennessee Senator Oliver being stripped of committee posts over redistricting protests demonstrates how these voting rights battles play out at the state level as well. When state legislators face punishment for opposing redistricting plans, it creates chilling effects that discourage minority party participation in the redistricting process.
The DOJ's subpoenas of Reddit and X to unmask ICE critics represents another concerning development in federal law enforcement tactics. Using subpoena power to identify anonymous critics of federal agencies raises serious First Amendment concerns. Anonymous political speech has been protected since the founding of the Republic, and federal agencies shouldn't be able to unmask critics simply because their criticism is effective or embarrassing.
The White House's launch of aliens.gov as an immigration tracker adds a darkly comic element to these serious constitutional concerns. By repurposing UFO disclosure branding to showcase ICE arrest data and migrant encounter figures, the administration is essentially trolling immigration advocates while creating a centralized propaganda platform for their enforcement activities.